Part 4.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recorded message. Hello, you have reached the Delta Engineering Employees Weather Hotline. Due to heavy rain and flooding, the office will be closed today. If you are able to, please work at home. You may enter our company's official website and register your working hours through our online payroll system. We expect the office to be open during regular business hours. For further information and notification, please check our automated messages through the day. Thank you. Number 71. Who is this message intended for? Number 72. What caused the office closure? Number 73. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention to an urgent message, please? A white sedan license number XG356 is currently blocking the exit out of the parking lot on level 2. If you are the owner of the vehicle, please come to the parking lot on level 2 and remove your car immediately. Otherwise, it will be towed at your expense. Also, a blue truck with license number TY3759 is parking at a handicapped area without a permit. Parking spaces for the handicapped should be kept vacant for their proper use. Please move your car to one of the designated areas for visitor. The visitors' parking spaces at our building are available at the south corner of each level, and they are clearly marked with yellow colors. Thank you for your cooperation.
Number 74. Who probably is making the announcement? Number 75. What is said about the sedan? Number 76. Where should a visitor to the building park? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all employees. This is a reminder that assembly lines 11 and 12 will shut down at 3 o'clock in the afternoon so that some of the machinery be replaced with new equipment. This is a part of regular maintenance procedures to ensure safety operation. Employees regularly work on these lines will instead review operating guidelines for the new equipment with our training manager, Douglas Zing. Mr. Zing will meet you at the meeting room 3, located next to the company cafeteria at 3 p.m. Again, assembly lines 11 and 12 will be shut down tomorrow afternoon. For more information, contact the security office.
Number 77. Where most likely is the announcement being made? Number 78. What will happen at 3 o'clock? Number 79. Who is Douglas Zing? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning, Ms. Allen. This is Maria from Butterfly Floral Shop. One of our drivers stopped by at your place to deliver a bouquet of flowers this morning, but nobody was available to receive them. We can try to deliver them again later today, but we need to know someone will be at your house. If not, you can pick up your bouquet at our shop or arrange another delivery time within 2 days. As you can see, fresh flowers bouquets are made just for you and do not have a long shelf time. Please call us at Butterfly Flowers at 555-2473. We will close at 5 o'clock today and will open tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you and have a nice day.
Number 80. According to the message, what happened today? Number 81. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Do not have a long shelf time"?
Number 82. What will happen at 9 a.m. tomorrow? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. As we end our conference, I'm proudly introducing our final presenter, Dr. Elizabeth Lorraine. Ms. Lorraine's presentation today is about the latest advancement in alternative energy. Specifically, she will talk about the recent development in alternative fuels using corns and other grains. I should note that Dr. Lorraine has worked at the Ministry of Commerce planning the energy policies for the whole country. She was also recently invited to join an international panel of scientists and researchers to work on this topic. She is one of the few females selected to serve at this committee. Now, Ms. Lorraine will speak on the future of energy world and will gladly answer any questions later on. Let us welcome Ms. Lorraine with a round of applause. Number 83. Where is this talk probably taking place? Number 84. What is the topic of Ms. Lorraine's talk? Number 85. What has Ms. Lorraine recently been invited to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Looking for an affordable business space in a hurry? We have the place for you. Construction will soon be completed on downtown office complex. Designed by award-winning Bingham Creative Architectural Firm, the building will surely win an award of its own. The complex features spacious office space, fully furnished with desks, computer, and other office equipment. We have an impressive lobby and waiting area, meeting rooms of different sizes, and underground parking spaces, all for free when you sign the leasing contract with us. The building is conveniently located near the restaurant and shopping district, but only a number of units are left now, so act fast and grab this unique opportunity. To review the inside of the different units, visit our online photo gallery at www.downtownoffice.com.
Number 86. What is being advertised? Number 87. What is said about Bingham Creative? Number 88. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Act fast and grab this unique opportunity"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk. Now, before we finish, I'd like to tell you about the significant change that will affect everyone at this company. We've been using traditional paper-based payroll cards, and the payroll department had to calculate individual employees' paycheck by hand. But starting next month, we will use a new online system that would enable us to calculate and track our work records more accurately and efficiently. All you have to do is log on to your computer when you start your work in the morning. You'll all be receiving a memo that explains the procedure of registering for your own database system. We'll also set up some training classes soon for those who need help with the new system. Details about training classes and how to enroll for them will be included in the email you'll get. Number 89. What is the main purpose of this talk? Number 90. Why does the man say, "To calculate and track our work records more accurately and efficiently"? Number 91. How can the listeners get more information? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thank you for coming. Before we start today's meeting, first I would like to congratulate us all on accomplishing the goal of increasing sales by over 5% last month. This is mainly due to the popularity of our newly launched women's line of summer dresses, Easy Breeze. However, we need to build on this success and prepare for the winter season. I've been looking into an exciting line of leather and fur coats from a young designer, Michael Yamaguchi. These leathers are not actually animal skins, but rather synthetically manufactured fabrics that have remarkable similarity with real animal skins and will be loved by both fashion leaders and animal lovers. Now, you are going to see some of Yamaguchi's new designs for the next season and are asked to give me feedbacks on how we should incorporate them into our lines.
Number 92. What type of business does the speaker probably work for? Number 93. What's the main purpose of the meeting? Number 94. What are the employees asked to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following speech and chart.
First, I am happy to announce that our sales for the new Ali's Makeup Box have increased by 30% in the southern region, while profits are up by almost 18%. This is mainly due to our new colourful cosmetic lines, targeting women who are sensitive to fashion trends. We have teamed up with leading fashion designers to predict new trendy colours and come up with this year's must-have lipsticks and eye colours. In March of this year, the new pastel line of new lip and cheek colours was launched and made a biggest sales increase the following month. The new line of products appealed to the fashion-forward women in their 20s and early 30s. We especially thank the employees who developed and maintained a close relationship with the fashion world. To recognise their effort and encourage continuous dedication, next month all employees will receive a 10% bonus in their paychecks. I hope we can celebrate this success and continue to endeavour to make Ali's cosmetics better.
Number 95. What is the purpose of this speech? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which month did the new pastel line of products make a huge increase in sales? Number 97. What will happen next week? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and map.
Now, let me tell you one more thing before we close today's meeting. I know parking has been a problem for the last few months after we hire more doctors and nurses to get ready for the next year's expansion. So, management made an agreement with Marshall Shopping Center on Maple Avenue to lease some of their parking spaces in their lot. Unfortunately, the spaces won't be available until May when they coordinate their schedules with their employees. So, in the meantime, I recommend you to use public transportation for those who have problems finding parking spaces. Also, we're trying to arrange the shuttle buses from the corner of Ridgeway Street and Parkway Street to the hospital on an hourly basis. If you want to find out detailed bus routes and schedules, please stop by at the information desk.
Number 98. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 99. What will become available to employees in May? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which number shows where shuttle buses are supposed to stop?